A nuclear arms treaty between Washington and Moscow will come into effect later today. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is due to exchange ratification papers on the new START treaty with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Munich, Germany. The treaty limits each side to 1,550 strategic warheads, down from 2,200. The pact also re-establishes a monitoring system that ended in December 2009 with the expiration of an earlier arms deal. Lydia O'Kane spoke to disarmament officer at Pax Christi International, Stan Van Bever, about the importance of the treaty.
What is contained in this new START treaty?
So START stands for a Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty. So it's a bilateral nuclear arms reduction treaty between two countries, being the United States and the Russian Federation. So after long negotiations, it was signed in April 2010 between the Presidents Obama and Medvedev. So this new START is in fact a follow-up treaty on earlier ones, being START 1, which was signed in 1991, START 2, and the START. So all of these treaties focused on bilateral arms reduction between the United States and the Russian Federation. So the actual new START states a firm reduction of nuclear warheads, missile launchers, and the establishment of new mutual inspection and verification systems. So on the limitation of the number of deployed strategic nuclear warheads, they would be limited to 1,550. Approximately. So this is like down two-thirds of the original effective from the first START treaty 1991. On the missile launch equipment, this means heavy bombers and missile launchers, as well continental as submarines. The heavy bombers would be limited to 700, and the missile launchers would be limited to 800. And another point very important is the establishment of this inspection and verification systems. So in the START treaty has been stated that these inspection and verification systems would be mutual. So mutual inspections are allowed, which is a very positive and important point, since this is proving a rise of mutual trust between the two countries. So these are, in short, the most important points in the new START.
Now, that was just what I was going to come to. I was going to ask you the importance of ratifying the treaty, or the importance of having a treaty like this. You've answered it in part in saying that it's important for verification, for monitoring purposes. That's obviously an important part of it. Are there any other parts of the treaty that it's necessary, that it's really necessary to have it?
Well, first of all, it is always very positive to have a negotiated reduction treaty between either two countries, so either multilateral, either bilateral. So that's a very important point. Since it is a treaty between the two countries having the largest amount of nuclear arms, so it's a very positive sign and thing. And as I said before, for sure, the establishment of these mutual inspection and verification systems is a very important sign for the world, since it shows a gaining of mutual trust between Russia and the United States. So we saw the earlier sort in 2002, where negotiations didn't work out. We had earlier NPT 2005, where negotiations didn't work out. So this new start, dating. So first of all, the limitation of those the strategical arms and the establishment of the inspection and verification systems. We think we might say this is a positive point and, again, one step forward for a world with less nuclear arms.
Are there any disadvantages to this treaty at all?
Stating the treaty itself, if we could say we being positive, it's the treaty itself is well seen. What we saw as some disappointment was that at the time the treaty was signed in 2010, many people saw it as seeing an optimistic point in the way on the way to the NPT. So the Non-Proliferation Treaty was reviewed in May 2010, and the international community was optimistic on the NPT due to the signing of this START treaty. Now, we can say that the outcome of the NPT was rather disappointing. For sure, from a European point of view, no progress has been made, nor on the tactical nuclear arms in Europe, since the START was on the strategical nuclear arms, nor on disarmament by, let's say, the two European nuclear states, being France and the UK. So, START is positive, but it has the limitations of being a bilateral treaty, and it has no implications for multilateral negotiations.
Do you think a treaty like this will encourage other countries to stop any activities, any aspirations that they may have towards possessing nuclear arms, towards making nuclear arms?
Well, I could say there are two points of view on it. First point of view is that if the two states possessing the largest amount of nuclear arms, being the United States and the Russian Federation, are able to sign this treaty, other countries should be able to do this too, so to see this as some kind of encouragement. Yet on the other side, we saw France and the United Kingdom a few months later signing a new military treaty where they agree on modernization of their military apparel. So even their missile launchers. So it's there. Let's say there's an optimistic and pessimistic point of view. But it's we might say that for EU and the peace movement and the international community, who is working on disarmament, the French English agreement on their modernization and cooperation on military apparel was a disappointment.
What is the Church's point of view on this treaty?
Well, the Church has stated its point of view always, like any negotiated reduction of limitation of nuclear arms is a way forward in a world without nuclear weapons. So it's a very short but very clear point of view. So, of course, the Church was very supportive of the START Treaty, as it is for any initiative working at a world without nuclear arms.